Hallelujah. I'm trying to contain myself and it ain't going to work. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, come and dine, the master calleth. Come and dine. Amen. You may think that Jesus paid all the time.
Good. You fed all the Jews, turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth.
You may be seated. I'm going to try not to be emotional. Hey, that's okay, though.
That's okay.
Amen. That's okay. Isn't that right, Brother G?
Amen.
It's okay. Well, you know when you get down, it's terrible. But boy, when he picks you up, it is so good.
Amen.
It's so wonderful when he picks you up. The devil down there, and he just beats you up, and he kicks you, and he throws you around, and you just get down, and you start feeling so sorry for yourself, and you get so melancholy, and then you realize he's right there. He's right there with you. I love him. I love him. How great is our God?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So good to be here tonight and so happy. I've missed you all a lot. We've been away from one another for quite a while, and I sure did miss you. And really been looking forward to tonight and services. So I hope that nobody's got no place to go to until like tomorrow morning. And like Brother Branham says, even if you got to call in sick tomorrow morning, call in sick. Even all the Voice of God employees, we just stay here all night and fellowship and worship the Lord. That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Well, I want to remind you that tomorrow is a very special, next to the holiday of the birth of Christ, is one of the biggest holidays in the world. This starts tomorrow morning. Anybody know what that is? What is it? Squirrel season. Amen. Let's hear it for squirrel season. Have any visitors here, they probably think, hey, their pastor's pretty crazy talking about squirrel season. Do you know how great squirrel season is?
Amen.
God used squirrel season to introduce and to confirm the third pole.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's right. We know that Christmas, December 25th, I mean, we know that that isn't the birth of Christ, but he said that's when we celebrate it. But we do know that August 15th is squirrel season. That's when he was born, but that we come back to prove he's still with us. So he picked that day, squirrel season, that hunting season, to confirm to the world and the bride of Jesus Christ that he's alive and among us today. And he also used it, Brother Branham said, it was the greatest time of one of the greatest experiences in his life. He says when he saw those three rainbows, we just heard about it. He said, and those three rainbows came down. And he says, those three came down and came into one. He says, to prove that Jehovah of the Old Testament was Jesus of the New.
Amen.
And you'll hear him tonight as he says, what a blessing. He says, as I walk closer and closer and closer to that rainbow, to where he could confirm to me what I was preaching was the truth.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Man, that's the kind of hunting stories. You know, I hear a lot of people, it's like, those are hunting stories. That has nothing to do with the message. It has everything to do with the message.
Amen.
God said, amen.
Hallelujah.
God chose that. He did that. He had a prophet of the wilderness. He said he chose his character, who he is, what he is, everything about him. Sent him out there into the woods. I love that. And where he says he walked up and God confirmed to him, spoke to him and told him, what you're preaching is the truth.
Amen.
What is, how many people can say that God spoke to him in the woods and say, come walk with me for a while? That's the kind of hunting stories I like.
Amen.
That's the hunting stories I want to be in.
Amen.
And we will, by his grace and mercy, one day. Amen. We'll be in that kind of a hunting stories. So tomorrow, you remember that. You remember what God did to prove to us that he's here with us again.
Amen.
Spoken squirrels into existence.
Amen.
We thank you for praying for us during camp that we had last week, or week before last. The Lord was certainly with us and gave us a wonderful time. And we had 46 kids that were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And out of that, there were 14 of them that had never given their heart to the Lord before, had given him, accepted him as their Savior. 14 new souls that give their heart to the Lord. What a testimony. Amen. You know, that there's many of the kids that we're talking to that went down and that were baptized that after, besides those 14, had been baptized before. And there were so many of the kids that said, when I got baptized, my friend got baptized. And so I just went down and I went with them, or I felt pressure to, but I didn't know what it was. But now I know.
Amen.
I know that I am in him. And I want the world to know that I've accepted him and I am in Jesus Christ. And many of our local children here went down and were either baptized or rededicated their lives to the Lord. And it was wonderful. On that Friday service, there wasn't an empty seat, that all the children were down at the altar reconsecrating their life before the Lord. So praise the name of the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
If you hadn't on the internet on the Stillwater site, we interviewed the children. You know, we have all the pictures so all the families can watch and the things that are going on and the activities and stuff. But if you haven't seen the interviews of the children, I'd like to ask you to do that. Go and watch the children give their interviews. You know, we can stand up here and tell you how great it was and how wonderful it was, what the Holy Spirit does. But what counts is them children themselves, what it did to them. And to hear them, how it changed their lives, it's truly a blessing.
Yeah.
And I was talking when we were at camp, is that I would really like to, if the church would like to, is one night, I'd like to have a special service that our children come up and speak to us.
Amen.
To testify to us what
Amen.
The Lord did for them. Would you like that one night?
Yeah.
Amen. You too. You know, it is. It's just special when you see lives being changed. And, you know, I told Brother Samuel that I think it'd be a blessing for all the church to do that. And I'd like to have one night is just to have one of the old-fashioned prayer meetings like they used to. And he goes, well, what did they really do? And I said, I want to come in, sing a song, and let's all pray. Let's just pray together. Let's just call down the pillar of fire and just pray and speak to the Lord and just talk to him and have a good time of
Amen.
Fellowship with
Amen.
Him. Would you like to do that one
Amen.
Night? Well, we had a very special guest at our camp the last camp. We had Brother Samuel and Sister Robin were chaperones at the camp with us this last one with the young people. They did an awesome job. It was just wonderful to have both of them there and everything. But I do have a slight little problem now. He wants to be at every camp. But that's a good thing. But it was we were sharing testimonies, is to see lives transformed, to see them changed. And you never know, in the troubled world that we live in, the children, it's just like everything else. It's even brought up under even good parents and people that love the message and believe the message with all their heart. It's a cruel world that we live in out here. And these young people go through such hard times, and they have a hard way to go day in and day out battling. We have one another, and husband and wives and families, you're together and you watch your children. But, you know, there's many of them, they got to go out into the world like we do. They got to go to work. Some of them have to go to school. And the battles that they have to fight is just incredible, and the things that they go through. Many of them want to take their own lives. They just get so down and so depressed. But once that they realize that they are in Him, they don't have to worry about it. The biggest battle that Satan tells all of us, all the things that are true, that we're worthless, that we're no good, and that we fail, and we fail, and fail, and fail, constantly tells us. But if we don't get up and tell Him you're a liar, it doesn't matter. I do fail, but I am a royal seed of Abraham.
Amen.
You got to keep telling Him. You got to keep telling Him.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
I love it how Brother Branham says he doesn't even see him. He acts as a bumper up there. He says when your sins start to go up before him, he blocks them out of the way. God doesn't even see him. Oh, that's everything to the believer. But we have to, with the children like ourselves, that they have the benefit of getting away, of getting quiet. And it does is to teach them and thank the Lord that He's provided that place for them that they can to get alone, to get away from the pressures of the world, from all the distraction, from all the noises. And as we tell the kids, the first thing we do to them is that we try to take their idols away from them. Wish we could take the idols away from all of you all too. It's called a telephone. We've mentioned that before from up here. And it is, and say, oh, no, it isn't, Brother Joseph. Oh, yes, it is. It truly is. The first thing you get up in the morning, who will admit the first thing they get up in the morning is they check their phone the first thing? Thank you. It's, oh, I've got to check my phone first. I've got to find out what happened in the world today. What's going to be? Before you pray, before you say anything, you want to check that phone. That's an idol.
That's right.
That's an idol. That's what Satan does. He puts us before us. I'm not saying, again, I want to clarify myself, it's not to have a phone. I have a phone. And as we've said before, Satan makes it that he's put it into our lives so much. And it becomes an extra special tool for our children because there's no censorship out there. There's nothing. They have access to everything. There isn't nothing. And Satan uses it. That's why this word has to be pounded into them. And they have to realize you've got to get quiet. You got to shut out the world. You got to get alone. And we don't all have the opportunity to take off for 5 days and get away alone at a quiet place with all believers to get alone with God so He can speak to us. Sometimes we only got 5 minutes. That's all that we got in the busy lives we live in. But He takes it. And He knows that we have all these pressures. He knows you have all them battles. He knows you have all them distractions. But if you'll just give it to Him, He'll give it back to you. He's wonderful. He's wonderful. Praise the Lord. I'm so glad that He does. And to be able to have that, because He made us for one purpose. He said to fellowship with us. To think that God was lonely and He made us so He could fellowship with us. And so that's why Christians, that's why we love fellowship. We love being together. Is because that we see we are in Him and He is in us. And so He said it's a deep going to the deep. We want to fellowship with one another. We want to talk with one another. And we get started talking about the Word, even more so all of us, the bride. Our conversation should be one thing. It starts going in one thing. We might start talking about hunting and fishing and going, but it all ends up back on the Word. That's what we want to talk about, the Word. If that's not what you want to talk about, you need more quiet time. Because that should be what our conversation is. That should be what our desire is. I just want to talk about the Word. Because everything else is going to fade away. But the Word will not fade away.
Amen.
It's the only thing that lasts for eternity.
Amen.
And He made sure that we'll know. He let that voice be recorded so that we could hear the voice of God speak to the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So it is that it's hard, and I know that we've missed a few services that we've been here for the last week, and many that don't, and visitors don't understand sometimes that we do, but there's many people that spend many hours up there, and they give everything that they have for those children is so that they will have an experience with the Lord. And you can't hide and shadow love from a child, from anybody. It's the greatest thing there are. When they see real love, we want to lead them to the love of Jesus Christ. And what we'll hear tonight, we are God's bulletin boards. Our lives of what we do and how we act and what we say. He said, don't preach me a message. Live me that message. Amen. That's why we want the life of Christ to live in us. But it does take a lot and a lot from a lot of people. And that they give everything. And this afternoon I was writing down thinking about that. And it's like, Lord, I know it's kind of like, you know, Elijah, he gave everything. Huh? We're not comparing ourselves to Elijah, but it's the Spirit of Christ. And he says that he gave everything. And he says that when he did, he says he went out and he was fighting against all of them and all their gods and everything. And when he was done, he said he was wore out. Said he was tired. Yeah. He had to find him a juniper tree to lay underneath her and rest for a little while. Amen. So you forgive us sometimes. It's not that I don't want to be together in fellowship, but there's a lot of people and that they just get tired and they do a lot and just take a little bit of rest. But for the bride, that doesn't hinder us.
Amen.
You still have the Word.
Amen.
You should still be in the Word. Oh, it's Wednesday. I guess we're not going to have service. You still got the Word.
Amen.
Brother Brandon says you got to hear that Word every single day.
Amen.
It is the Word every single day. It makes us really appreciate sometimes like we do with the kids. And I think I've told it to you before quickly here is that I like the kids when they come to camp to go away. It's like, man, I could have stayed for 4 or 5 more days. That was great. It's nice to want more. Than to say is like, man, I'm done. I'm burnt out. I don't want to go home. It's always more. And even sometimes it does me in these last few days, it makes me really appreciate what we've got.
Amen.
Do you appreciate what the Lord has given us here?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's give him a big hand and thank you. Wonderful. He's blessed us that we can come together with a group of people that love this message with all their heart. And he's given some great services in this last few months. As right now, the message of grace, the unchangeable God.
Amen.
Is there anything too hard for God?
Whoa.
Is there?
No.
Nothing's.
No.
And he's proved to us over and over again that he is with us.
Amen.
And he's alive in flesh, dwelling among
Amen.
Us. Today, in living in you, you are the living tabernacle. It is once we recognize God did send that prophet. He sent that messenger, but that message lives in us.
Amen.
And quickly today, as this morning, I was down and I was reading. I had the grandchildren over the other day and we were reading some stories. And I was reading about Elijah and, you know, I was praying to the Lord. It's like, Lord, I want to read a little something today that maybe just bless me, help me. So I opened the Bible back up, and I was reading about Elijah and Elisha and Kings, 2 Kings, I think it is. And how Elijah and Elisha, that Elisha had one desire in his heart. He only had one thing he wanted.
Amen.
What did he want? He said he wanted a double portion. He goes, I want a double portion of what you got, Elijah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And so what did Elijah tell Elisha? He said, you keep your eyes on me.
Amen.
He said, now if you keep your eyes on me, you'll get your request. He says, but don't you take your eyes off me.
Amen.
What did he have to go through? Man, I'm reading on and say, he gets around in the school of the prophets and it's like, hey, man, did you know what? Your master, he's gone, man. He's getting taken away from you. Shut your mouth.
Amen.
He said, shut your mouth. He kept his eyes on Elijah.
Amen.
He went to the next town. Hey, do you know your master's? He's going to die. They're going to take him off. Shut your mouth, man. I'm watching. I'm keeping my eye on Elijah.
Amen.
That's all he had to do. And then Elijah comes down and tells him, hey, I've got to go to Jordan down here. You just stay here. Like, as the Lord lives. For wherever you go, I'm going. He knew that promise was to keep his eye on Elijah. He come to the next town. What did he tell him? He goes, you stay here because I'm going on. Brother Brandon says it looked like he disobeyed the prophet. He wasn't disobeying the prophet. The prophet knew what he would do. He knew what he would do. He said, as the Lord liveth, I'll not take my eyes off of you. And he says, then they came down the Jordan. And he says, then as Elijah, he said, took off his mantle. And he says, he threw it down. And he said, and Jordan separated. And over on the other side, there was the chariot of fire for him. He says, that took him up and he turned around. And he turned around and threw the robe back to Elisha. And that double portion come back to him. I want a double portion. Amen. We should all want a double portion. Amen. That's what he said. Brother Branham says it was the church. It was a type of the church, the double portion. And all the way down, Brother Branham talks about it. He says, you know, it's greater. And the scripture says there's greater things. He says, but greater things, the dead was raised. He says, the things that has happened and everything. Do you want to hear what the greater is tonight? Let me read it to you. Notice, just for thinking. Are you thinking?
Amen.
You're going to like it. Jesus said in St. John 14, 12, he that believeth in me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater in this shall he do, for I go to my Father. Did you notice that? Notice now, that was the Son of God promising to the believer that greater things than he did in these last days, that the believer would do greater things than he did. St. John 14, chapter 12, verse. Is that right? Do you believe Jesus said that?
Amen.
Amen. Notice then, Jesus created bread. He took a piece of bread and created bread from what already had been bread. He created fish. He took a fish that was first created a fish and then put a fish out of it. Is that right?
Amen.
He took water, which potentially would have become wine, and that made wine out of it. Is that right? But we've seen him in our midst in the last days create things right out without anything standing there. Is that right?
Amen.
To create a squirrel where there was no squirrel. Amen. Right. He's the same. He remains God. He's as just much deity today as he was then and ever was or ever will be. He's still God and challenging hearts to believe it. Greater things than this. Without anything to hold or to break off, speak it, and it will be so. Amen. That's the double portion. Amen. Amen. That's for the bride of Jesus Christ. That's what he said the bride would do, to be able to speak it.
Amen.
We have to believe it, that that is in us, in the bride of Jesus Christ, to speak it. And it will be so according to the word.
Yeah.
It's what the word said. It's not what I said. That's what the word says.
Yeah.
He says we're living under our means, people. Yeah. We're living down to where we need to be. Greater. I'm under anticipation. What is the Lord doing? What's he showing us right now? What has he done to us and let us do in this last year? We're headed for the end. We are here. It's happening now. We see it in the world. We see the world going in chaos. That they're in. They're talking about, man, now if Hillary gets it, now if she does it, she's just going to invite ISIS to come on over and she's going to do it. But if Trump gets them, he's just going to nuke them all. Either way, they win. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's showing the signs of the time where we're living at. He's coming for his bride. And so tonight, I just want to encourage you, is let your light shine. Let to who you are, let this message, let us so deep that who that you are the bride of Jesus Christ. And this word lives through you. The ability into you is to speak worlds into existence. Don't let God put us underneath of our means, raise above of who that Satan tries to tell you that you're not. He says that we become written epistles read of all men. And something that's important, it is not just for the world to see. It's for the believers to see.
Amen.
For the believers of the world to see this message living through your lives.
Amen.
There's only one thing that will perfect the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
This voice.
Amen.
This voice is what perfects the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
No other way.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Just remain standing and going to prayer. How wonderful to know that this word is uniting the bride of Jesus Christ together. It's just when I was reading that today, I got so excited. It's like, Lord, we want that double portion. It's ours. It's our inheritance. It belongs to us. And the opposition that, as the story goes on, if you haven't read it for a while, to go back and to read it. And it is, it just amazed me. Is here when Elisha came back and he took that mantle and he said, he screamed out, he says, where is the God of Elijah? He took that mantle and the water departed and he walked across it.
Hallelujah.
Where is the God of William Marion Branham?
Amen.
He's here.
Amen.
He's with us. He's in us.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's not a story. It's not a myth. It's not something to come. He says it's not in the future. It is I am. He said that's present tense. I am. Not going to be or should be or would be. I am. He is with us now. But when Elijah come across the water, Elisha, the school of the prophets, they were on top of the hill watching this all take place. Like normal. Standing back, watching, see what happened. Okay? He says, and that they looked, and then they come down. Whoa! They came down. They said, truly, you're the man of God. We seen what happened, what you did. They seen Jericho divided. You are a man of God. He says, let's go find Elijah. We're going to go find him. Maybe he's thrown against the mountain, something happened to him or whatever. Elisha said, no. He says, but they kept on him and on him and on him and on him. They vexed him into where he said, go, go. Here they just confessed that here it was Elijah, had the spirit of Elijah on Elisha. There he was, but they already questioned him. Oh, wait, but I said, don't go. He just kept, go ahead and go. Don't want to come back again. The prophet said it, just believe it. That's what that lesson is. Don't question it. I don't know. I just believe it, God. I believe what he said. That ends it, period. It ends it. Don't question it. Don't come back. It doesn't matter to me that you're a prophet. But they had to come back and ask again. And he had to keep right on going. Elisha always went back to the word. And Elisha got that blessing because he kept his eyes on Elijah. Keep your eyes on Elijah. Elijah the prophet.
Amen.
Malachi 4.
Amen.
Revelation 10:7.
Amen.
The voice of God to the bride of Jesus Christ in this last day.
Amen.
And we'll depart Jericho the same way. One day we're coming down to that river. I want to be a faithful servant. Does that desire your heart?
Amen.
Amen. Lord, let's bow our heads. We want to thank him for all of his grace and his mercy. Sorry for talking so long. I love the word. I love the message. I love you.
Amen.
Just want to encourage you because I know what that devil does.
Amen.
He just is constantly there. And he just so blessed my heart this week when he picked me up. He said, son, I love you. Don't worry. And he's always there to do it for us. Why? Because I'm his. You're his. You're his son, you're his daughter, and he loves you, and he's there. When we fail, when we make mistakes, when we do things wrong, we say things wrong. Even when we know it's, Lord, we're screaming out, help me, and I still fail. He's still there. You're either a royal seed or you're not. You are. It is the I am. What a special night that we have, that we can come together around the Lord's table here. He said it's the showdown. And it is the showdown. It's, Lord, I'm not worthy, but you're worthy. You're worthy. And may it take us all back to Calvary. To that great day where it all began. The restoration of the bride of Jesus Christ. Which we are part of. We have many needs and we have desires of our hearts and he knows. And as you hold them in your heart, just raise your hand and say, Lord, you know what I have need of. Lord, give it to me, Lord. I'm your child and I'm here and I'm believing and you're going to give it to me tonight, Lord. One thing I know he's going to give you is a closer walk with him. He's going to give it to you tonight. He promised it, and He never fails. It's the only thing He can't do is fail. He's going to refresh you in your spirit. Just make you feel so loved. It's so nice to feel loved. Hold me to your bosom. Just hold me tight, Lord, and be with me tonight. We want to invite you, Lord, to be with us. And all these requests, the Lord knows each and every one. He knows each and everything behind your hand. He knows all the requests that have come up before us. There's been many. He knows them all, how great He is. Before I invite our brother Samuel to come up and to take them before Him, to take us all before Him and invite Him, let's just sing our little song that will just reach out and touch Him as He passes by. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He is passing by this moment. You are, Lord. We just love You with all of our heart, Lord Jesus. Lord, just thinking there, Lord, if You were to see us, Your prophet told us that we would just be just done away with. You just destroy us. But Lord, You don't even see us. Lord, You see Your blood, Lord, that You shed for us. Thank You so much for loving us, Lord. Thank You for that bumper, Lord. Thank You, Lord Jesus. You've called us, You've chosen us and elected us. We're royal seed of Abraham. Lord, just thinking of Your prophet today as He spoke to us. He said that Abraham was out of the land, lied and put give up his wife to save his own skin and so forth. But Lord, You were so mindful of him that He told that king, go have, that's My prophet, have him pray for you, your whole nation's gone. Amen. Lord, we're royal seed of Abraham. Lord, it didn't make any difference. Lord, it was Your calling and election and Your choosing. Thank You for it, Lord, today. Lord, we just love You with all of our heart. We just don't know how to express it, Lord, but we love You. And Lord, we see all these requests that's been written out, Lord, every hand that's been raised. Lord, we thank You for meeting every one of these needs, Lord. For every hand lifted, Lord, we thank You, Lord. We love You. We invite You to this service, Lord. You're worthy of all of our praise, Lord. And we're just under expectations to hear from You, Lord. We're here, Lord, to get quiet, to hear Your voice speak to us. And we're ready, Lord. We love You, Lord. We commit it all to You, Lord, and Your bride around the world. We just commit them all to You, Lord. Bless and be with them, Lord, in their respective places. And Lord, for this church here tonight, Lord. Lord, we just ask, Lord, that You would just walk up in each, down each aisle, Lord. Touch each heart. Heal every sick person, Lord. Save every lost person. Bring back each backslider, Lord. Just bring forth a double portion, Lord. We love You. And we're under expectations, Lord Jesus. We love You, Lord. Bless our brother Joseph. Thank You for him, Lord. Encourage him, Lord. Give him strength, Lord, for the journey. We thank You for him, Lord. And we love You, Lord Jesus. We commit it all to You, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Reach out and touch the Lord. And primed up and ready to hear the word. How about you all?
Amen.
Amen. Truly, it's amazing grace that He's allowed us to have that deep calling, to that deep, to have that desire to hear the word. I'm so thankful for it. Amen. Well, it's amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved us.
Peace.
Opportunity that you've given us, Lord, to come into this special place of worship, Lord, just to come in together with the saints of God, to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And truly it is heavenly places. The prophet of God said when we gather together like this with believers, it's the nearest thing to heaven on this side of life, Lord. And we just thank you for this privilege that we can come, Lord. And we just thank you for the privilege that we have to be able to gather around your word, Lord, that hear the very voice of God in this end time, Lord. And as we hear that word tonight, we pray that you would anoint our ears to hear, our eyes to see, and our hearts to receive and understand that portion of the message that you have for us tonight, Lord. And Lord, realize when we're coming to the communion service tonight, we pray, Lord, that our hearts would be prepared to partake in those ordinances, Lord. Two of the musts that the prophet of God said, two things that we must do. And Lord, we don't do it just because it's a requirement, but we do it because we love you, and we love your word, and we want to be true and obedient to that word, Lord. We just ask your blessings upon each one tonight. May each one receive that we have need of, Lord, that we might become more like you. And Lord, when we leave this place tonight, may we be better Christians, be more like you. And Lord, be more prepared to fight the battles that lay before us in this wicked and evil day that we're living in, Lord. We just commit each one into your hands. And now, Lord, as we take up these tithes and offerings, we ask your blessings upon them as they use for your honor and glory and the work of the Lord. We only ask it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
First song and the burden rolled away, and it was there.
See my sight, and now I am. Well, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine. Amen. Amen. Through us, my desires, let my light shine. Amen. There's a song that we learned at camp, and Brother Gordon introduced it to us in one of the services around the bonfire. And it's, there is power in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. To break every chain. It's nothing that's too hard for God. No matter if you feel down or...
rising up. Well, there's an
to break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain.
Hallelujah.
Called you, and your heart is, lead me, Lord. Take me by the hand and lead me, Lord Jesus. Where you've called me, I will follow, Lord. Just lead me. We love you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Thanking you for letting us know, Lord, that you love us and that you're with us, Lord. Lead us and guide us and direct us, Lord. Lord, open up our hearts now to hear your word, Lord. Father, it's everything to us. It's the words of eternal life that feeds the bride of Jesus Christ. Lord, as we confess, it's the only thing that can perfect the bride of Jesus Christ. Is that voice, which is you, Lord. You speaking through your prophet, Lord. We believe it with all of our hearts, Lord. We have our eye on Elijah, Lord, and we won't take it off. Lord, give us that double portion, Lord Jesus. Let your anointing fall upon us, Lord, tonight. Lord, your sweet Holy Spirit, Lord, we love you and we thank you, Lord. Oh, we love you, Lord. It is for me tonight to welcome God's prophet to come to us and to speak. The voice of Elijah, which we believe is the voice of God, amen, to speak to the bride of Jesus Christ, that a message could live in a human vessel,
amen,
in you and in me,
amen,
in the words of eternal life that feeds our soul tonight. The message is, let your light so shine before man. Is that the desire of your heart?
Amen.
God bless you. Here's our prophet, our pastor, our prophet,
amen,
Brother Brandon.